God, we thank you, in our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your holiness. Thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your purity. Thank you for all things, Lord, being done according to your will, God. That you might work in us, Lord, the perfect work that you have predestined from the foundation of the earth that we should do. Lord, we know that we of ourselves, we can do nothing. 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 Nothing, Lord, I'm but a man, oh Lord. Except you be with me, Lord, I can accomplish nothing. It's according to your grace, Lord. Commit all things unto you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you and give you glory. Amen. Yes, so we just want to continue to glorify God in these last days. You know, as we see men's hearts continue to wax colder and colder, women, you know, only seek to glorify themselves. It's always about me. This is the me generation. You know, it's all about me. You know, they continue to glorify themselves before the living God, from the least even to the greatest, all about them. You know, this is like a selfish generation, narcissistic generation. You know, they all only think about themselves, you know, and what they can grab. You know, like I said before, all these influencers and all these people on Instagram and Facebook and all these things, Lord, that seek to glorify man, Lord, but they have forgotten you, God. They have forgotten you, but you're still God. And you yet remain. That as the all-powerful and the almighty God, we know, Lord, that there is no other beside you. There's no other. There's no other God beside you. You are the creator of all things. And by your hand, Lord, you shall judge the earth and everything that is within it. Because you are God. You have given us your Savior, Lord. We have turned our backs on you and the grace of God that you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ, as a living sacrifice, as a living testimony, Lord, of how we are to live before you, God, and how we are to continue in that grace. In that grace. If we don't continue in it, Lord, then it benefits us nothing. We must continue. Continue to grow and abound in the Spirit of the Lord. These are the things that are pleasing in your sight. And we must seek your face daily, Lord, that we might accomplish all these things on the face of the earth. Because your judgment is nigh and is at hand. And the wicked shall perish from the face of the earth. The time is now. The time is now. People, we don't have a whole bunch of time left. I'm telling you, it's at the door, says the Spirit of the Lord. The time is now to repent and turn to the living God. Salvation is near unto us. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, we are God in the midst of wickedness. God always has his hand extended to give salvation unto those who seek him, even in a time of trouble. And we're in troubled times. We're in troubled times. The best of us. It's like a briar, like a thorn hedge. And so we have nothing to boast in about this me. Me and I. You know, what I can do. You know, there's nothing to boast of. There is still a God in heaven who, no matter what you accomplish on earth, God's accomplishment is far greater and far greater. Yes, that he made man slightly lower than the angels. Yes, that and crowned him with glory. Yet we have forsaken the Almighty God. And even more so these days, to go about doing things our own way, which is an unholy way, a a way that is leading us to death. And our souls will perish because of the sin that's in our heart. And then because we conceive these sinful thoughts in our hearts, and then we go about doing them. Whatever lust that we conceive in our hearts, those are the things that we perform daily. Because those are the things that we think about night and day, continually. Instead of meditating on the word of God and the things that pertain to the living God, to save us from this filthy life that we're in. And so we got to turn to God, and we must turn into God this day. Because this is the day of salvation. This is the day of his grace. And said, the wicked shall not see God. Only the righteous shall see God. The wicked shall be tormented from the presence of the Almighty God. So we must continue to relish in the things from above and not the things of this earth that are seducing us, that are seducing us away from the living God and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must repent. We must repent now. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, O ye nations. Repent, all ye churches. Repent, America. And return unto the living God. Because destruction is coming. Destruction is coming. And we must take heed to ourselves. Because we will be destroyed from the face of the earth, says the Almighty God. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. And America will fall. America will fall. Judgment is here. The land will be judged according to all the sin that's in the land. Even as God judged Sodom and Gomorrah. Even as God judged the earth in the days of Noah. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So we must rise up from our filthiness. We must rise up from our corruption. We must rise up from our lies and all our deceit. Our fornication, all these things, where we worship ourselves, which is idolatry, and worship other men, which is idolatry, and turn to the living God. He is our life. He is our salvation. And we must repent from our wicked ways. Turn back to God. Turn back to God. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. Says the Almighty God. Repent. 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 Because I'm telling you, the kingdom is nigh. It's at hand. And we must turn to him that is able to keep us from falling into perdition. Into the pit of hell. Because believe me, God will judge the earth, and he will judge every wicked thought and every wicked deed that we commit. Everything that we are doing upon the face of the earth is being recorded by the living God. It is being recorded until the day of judgment, and God will show you all your wicked deeds that you committed before him. And all the times he gave you to repent, and all the times he beckoned you by his Holy Spirit, by his preachers, by his prophets, by his holy apostles, to turn back to the living God. And we refuse to turn Because we were so busy going about doing things our own way and seeking to please ourselves rather than to please the living God. But the time is now. God, this day is the Lord has given us that we should render ourselves unto him as a holy people, as a righteous people, as a people without spot or wrinkle, because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and because of the blood of the Lamb. He has washed us clean. He has sanctified us through his blood. And we must continue to strengthen ourselves in the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Repent. Repent and turn to the living God. The time is now. The time is now. The time is now. We must get away from these seducing spirits that are causing us to err, that is causing us to transgress against the living God. These spirits that are seducing us with all the lust thereof, because all that lust is already contained in our flesh. So it's easy for these spirits to drive us away, because that's all we think about. We think about how we can make money, how we can seduce women, how we can seduce men, you know, how we can corrupt ourselves before the living God. So it's easy for the devil to drive us away from God. But we must bring ourselves under subjection and under to the will of the Almighty God. Because the Lord God will destroy this earth and all the nations and all the corrupt things that are therein. There's no time. There's no time left for us to continue walking after our own way. We must turn to the living God, just the Lord God Almighty. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I praise you, Lord. I give you the glory. Thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.